Audio and Braille Literacy Enhancement, Spring 2023 Newsletter. Audio and Braille Literacy Enhancement, Incorporated. Providing alternative ways for people with print disabilities to read. Central Library Building, 803 West Wells Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53233. 414-286-3039. www.ablenow.org. Celebrating Able Volunteers. To honor and celebrate our volunteers during International Volunteer Month, this newsletter is dedicated to the amazing group of people who make a difference in the lives of blind and print-disabled individuals every day. Able started in 1965 with a strong team of volunteers and is still going strong because of the dedicated hearts and hands of these extraordinary individuals. Volunteers work anywhere from 4 to 30 hours a week, putting materials into audio, braille, or tactile formats. In 2022, our volunteers gave a total of 9,256 hours of dedicated service. Have you ever wondered what goes on behind the scenes at Able? Read on. Audio. There are three volunteer roles in the audio department: at-home reader, in-office narrator, and at-home audio reviewer. At-home readers use their own computer and a microphone to read individual requests for print materials to be transcribed into audio. Such requests might be for a manual or a motivational, spiritual, or self-help book. In-office narrators read a book in the Able Sound Center assigned to them by a staff member. These volunteers first must read the book at home to become familiar with it, its characters, and any unusual words. They then come to the Able Sound Center to read into a microphone in one of our sound booths while a member of our staff edits their work on the spot. Reader's note. There's a photo on this page. The caption reads, "Kathy Kerrigan narrating in Able Sound Center." End caption. End reader's note. At-home audio reviewers receive a thumb drive and hard copy of the book to review. They read the book alongside listening to the recording of the book in order to note any changes that need to be made. Any corrections needed are then made by an audio narrator and a member of our audio staff. Reader's note. There is a photo on this page. The caption reads, "Ellie Bradish reviewing audio files at home." End caption. End reader's note. Our audio volunteers gave 2,122 hours in 2022. This team produced 70 books for the Wisconsin Talking Book and Braille Library. For the second year in a row, books recorded in our studio circulated close to 12,000 times. More than 5,200 individuals in Wisconsin and more than 310,000 individuals throughout the whole country are eligible to receive these books. Books that circulated include two children's books featuring blind protagonists, Two Canes on the Tundra and Blooming Besties by Mary Tellefson. These books, which circulated 547 times in the final quarter of 2022, provide blind children with a protagonist they can relate to. Our team also recorded 28 periodicals and newsletters, 7 organizational requests, including Summerfest, Irish Fest, and State Fair schedules, and 10 individual requests. Braille. Our Braille process starts with volunteers using optical character recognition software to convert the image of print into editable text in a Microsoft Word document. The creation of the Word document introduces occasional errors of substitution, omission, or reading order, which then need to be fixed. Volunteers use OCR software to edit the Word document to match the original text. Reader's note. There's a photo on this page. The caption reads, "Karen Riccobono at the Able Scanner." End caption, end reader's note. Next, a certified Braille transcriber works on the document to create a formatted Braille file. These files are submitted to our Nemeth Mathematics Braille staff person, our literary Braille staff person, or a volunteer for proofing. The end product is embossed on our Braille embosser, then stapled or bound into a book. Reader's note. There are a series of photographs on this page. The captions read, Chris Drollinger proofreading, Janet Keycoffer creating formatted Braille file, Lenore Tesh binding a book, Braille embosser. End captions, end reader's note. Tactiles. A tactile graphic artist transforms print images into raised line drawings that can be felt and understood with the fingers. The computer illustration software, Microsoft Visio, is used to create tactile adaptations of a variety of print graphics, such as mathematical diagrams, maps and floor plans, bar graphs, biological illustrations, flowcharts, and chemical diagrams. Reader's note, there's a photo on this page. The caption reads, Dale Keen, tactile graphic artist. End caption, end reader's note. Our Braille and tactile team gave over 7,000 hours of time and talent in 2022. That year alone, Able produced 16,546 pages of Braille learning materials, including 2,540 tactile diagrams. The materials included elementary and high school mathematics, reading curriculum and scholastic magazines, and over 300 Braille books given out free of charge with a print copy for family members. Our volunteers also worked on many other materials, including Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra and Marcus Performing Arts Center programs, Braille election ballots, and many other projects for the Milwaukee community and beyond. Total pages circulated in 2022, 68,000. And there's more. Braille games. Able volunteers are critical to the success of Braille games, an annual event that provides activities emphasizing the importance and relevance of Braille for blind children. In collaboration with the Milwaukee Public Museum, Vision Forward, the Wisconsin Talking Book and Braille Library, and with assistance from staff from Beyond Vision as mentors and blind role models, our 2022 Braille Games return to an in-person event at the Milwaukee Public Museum with a theme of cultures around the world. As in the past, blind students enjoyed this special day of fun and learning that was geared just for them. Reader's note, there are two photographs on this page, both captions reading, Volunteer Assisting Student at 2022 Braille Games. End caption, end reader's note. Board of Directors. Our Able Board of Directors are unsung heroes, volunteers who guide this organization in the background. Board members helped put on our delightful and entertaining awards luncheon in October of 2022, the first in-person luncheon in 3 years. They've led in the creation of a comprehensive strategic plan and have fulfilled their fiduciary role confidently. Join us in honoring our volunteers at this year's Able Awards Luncheon on Thursday, October 26th, 2023. Save the date. Reader's note, there's a photo on this page. The caption reads, Dawn Kosea speaking at 2022 Awards Luncheon. End caption, end reader's note. Honoring our retiring volunteers. Audrey Hemmer, a certified Braille volunteer serving many roles at Able over the last 40 years, is retiring from Able. She's been the director, a board member, and Braillist, producing nearly 25,000 pages of Braille through her years of service. Audrey took on many complex assignments, including those in engineering and German and Spanish. She deserves and receives our deepest respect. Thank you, Audrey, for all you've done to make the lives of blind people better. We also give many thanks to retiring volunteer Sue Roberts, who became a certified Braillist in 2011 under the tutelage of Barbara Althewin. Sue focused primarily on Nemeth Braille Code for Mathematics, a very complex code, producing nearly 5,000 pages of Braille. Thank you, Sue. In closing, we extend our deepest gratitude to all our current and past volunteers, without whom ABLE would not exist and the needs of people with print disabilities would not be met. Reader's note, there's a photo on this page. The caption reads, Audrey Hemmer, ABLE volunteer since 1981. End caption, end reader's note. ABLE volunteers in 2022. Our sincerest thanks to each of these remarkable individuals who gave of their time, energy, skill, and talent to help us fulfill our mission of providing alternative ways for people with print disabilities to read. We could never have done it without you. Barbara Althewin, Braillist, Cumulative Hours, 26,213. Year started as volunteer, 1998. Celeste Baldessari, Studio Reader, Cumulative Hours, 182. Year started as volunteer, 2018. Bob Balderson, At Home Reader, Cumulative Hours, 600. Year started as volunteer, 2004. Janice Beaton, Studio Reader, Cumulative Hours, 153. Year started as volunteer, 2021. Emily Blazer, Studio Reader, Cumulative Hours, 132. Year started as volunteer, 2021. Ellie Bradish, Audiobook Reviewer, Cumulative Hours, 292. Year started as volunteer, 2018. Sue Bronson, Office Volunteer, Cumulative Hours, 50. Year started as volunteer, 2010. Michael Brown, Studio Reader, Cumulative Hours, 18. Year started as volunteer, 2022. Kathleen Bruning, Braillist, Cumulative Hours, 1,142. Year started as volunteer, 2003, 2021. Mary Callen, ABLE Braille Games Volunteer, Cumulative Hours, 39. Year started as volunteer, 2018. Emily Carter, Braillist, Cumulative Hours, 117. Year started as volunteer, 2021. Leah Cazares, ABLE Braille Games Volunteer, Cumulative Hours, 6. Year started as volunteer, 2022. Israel Cazares Zurita, ABLE Braille Games Volunteer, Cumulative Hours, 26. Year started as volunteer, 2015. Sandra Christensen, ABLE Braille Games Volunteer, Cumulative Hours, 46. Year started as volunteer, 2013. Robin Christensen, Studio Reader, Cumulative Hours, 230. Year started as volunteer, 2016. Guadalupe Crepo, ABLE Braille Games Volunteer, Cumulative Hours, 36. Year started as volunteer, 2008. Chris Drolinger, Braille Production, Cumulative Hours, 1,539. Year started as volunteer, 2001. Cheryl Eskelin, Braillist. Cumulative hours, 5,540. Year started as volunteer, 2011. Carlos Garcia, board member. Cumulative hours, 116. Year started as volunteer, 2014. Lisa Gatewood Sochik, audiobook reviewer. Cumulative hours, 40. Year started as volunteer, 2022. Frank Gettleman, board member. Cumulative hours, 76. Year started as volunteer, 2006. Vidya Girish, Braillist. Cumulative hours, 537. Year started as volunteer, 2021. Jody Goel, audiobook reviewer. Cumulative hours, 100. Year started as volunteer, 2022. Michelle Gran, board member. Cumulative hours, 90. Year started as volunteer, 2016. Carol Ann Grisbowski, audiobook reviewer. Cumulative hours, 8. Year started as volunteer, 2022. Mary Ann Hand, audiobook reviewer. Cumulative hours, 431. Year started as volunteer, 2016. Sarah Heason, board member and Able Braille's Game volunteer. Cumulative hours, 62. Year started as volunteer, 2016. Audrey Hemmer, Braillist. Cumulative hours, 24,660. Year started as volunteer, 1981. Kathy Herbst, studio reader. Cumulative hours, 222. Year started as volunteer, 2016. Megan Hindman, studio reader. Cumulative hours, 587. Year started as volunteer, 2016. Neil Janert, studio volunteer. Cumulative hours, 24. Year started as volunteer, 2021. Dan Yambura, studio reader. Cumulative hours, 312. Year started as volunteer, 2016. Cindy Kazmarowski, Braillist. Cumulative hours, 2,950. Year started as volunteer, 2002. Kathy Kerrigan, studio reader and board member. Cumulative hours, 987. Year started as volunteer, 1998. Janet Keycoffer, Braillist. Cumulative hours, 2,745. Year started as volunteer, 2013. Amelia King, Able Braille Games volunteer. Cumulative hours, 45. Year started as volunteer, 2018. Elliot King, board member. Cumulative hours, 11. Year started as volunteer, 2020. Roger Kissinger, at-home reader. Cumulative hours, 1,815. Year started as volunteer, 2004. Susan Knorr, studio reader. Cumulative hours, 560. Year started as volunteer, 2011. Don Kosea, board member. Cumulative hours, 54. Year started as volunteer, 2016. Adam Cable, studio reader. Cumulative hours, 358. Year started as volunteer, 2016. William Coble, studio reader. Cumulative hours, 58. Year started as volunteer, 2021. Dale Keen, tactile graphics artist and board member. Cumulative hours, 1,166. Year started as volunteer, 2017. Tom Littleman, studio reader. Cumulative hours, 1,346. Year started as volunteer, 2015. John Lonsdale, at-home reader, cumulative hours, 728. Year started as volunteer, 2008. Barbara Lupke, OCR text editor, cumulative hours, 181. Year started as volunteer, 2021. Paula Lund, OCR text editor, cumulative hours, 1,645. Year started as volunteer, 2003, 2021. Brian Mason, board member, cumulative hours, 45. Year started as volunteer, 2020. Bill Meeker, Able Braille Games volunteer, cumulative hours, 84. Year started as volunteer, 2009. Zarina Maud Shah, board member, cumulative hours, 24. Year started as volunteer, 2018. Maretta Mose, studio reader, cumulative hours, 334. Year started as volunteer, 2019. Barbara Nevers, audiobook reviewer, cumulative hours, 3,171. Year started as volunteer, 1990. Carol Paulson, OCR text editor, cumulative hours, 407. Year started as volunteer, 2018. Jean Perrenboom, at-home reader, cumulative hours, 1,579. Year started as volunteer, 2011. Craig Pierce, studio reader, cumulative hours, 467. Year started as volunteer, 1992, 2018. Diana Pine, audiobook reviewer, cumulative hours, 1,418. Year started as volunteer, 2005. David Roche, studio reader, cumulative hours, 2,698. Year started as volunteer, 2005. Erica Ribb, board member, cumulative hours, 73. Year started as volunteer, 2015. Karen Riccobono, Braille production, cumulative hours, 536. Year started as volunteer, 1998, 2018. Christina Rydell, OCR text editor, cumulative hours, 185. Year started as volunteer, 2021. Sue Roberts, Braillist, cumulative hours, 4,549. Year started as volunteer, 2011. Brittany Sterling, Able Braille Games volunteer, cumulative hours, 43. Year started as volunteer, 2015. Lenore Tesh, Braillist, cumulative hours, 11,323. Year started as volunteer, 2004. Tiffany Tinsey, studio reader, cumulative hours, 172. Year started as volunteer, 2021. Kelly Trudeau, Able Braille Games volunteer, cumulative hours, 58. Year started as volunteer, 2009. Ni Vo, studio reader, cumulative hours, 101. Year started as volunteer, 2022. Jean Wagaman, office volunteer, cumulative hours, 10. Year started as volunteer, 2015. Elizabeth Waterfall, office volunteer, cumulative hours, 142. Year started as volunteer, 2002. Bob Watson, board member, cumulative hours, 148. Year started as volunteer, 2011. Leonard Zaworski, Braillist, cumulative hours, 2035. Year started as volunteer, 2011. Janet Zoltan, studio reader, Cumulative hours, 447. Year started as volunteer, 2017. End of Audio and Braille Literacy Enhancement Spring 2023 Newsletter.